Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm your host, Sasha Marina from The Sasha Marina Show. And today we have our special segment, that's the movie with the real Robert H., of course, my dear brother. So as you all know, you guys can Robert speaks about behind-the-scenes Hollywood and so forth. So, yeah, we're actually live with him because he's here in Miami visiting me. So it's going to be kind of like a mutual conversation between him and I for today's show.
Just introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Robert.
Okay, so what's going on?
Well, the first bit of news is that Fast and Furious 7 has been delayed until April 2015, not next year, so we're going to expect it a while from now, which would probably make sense. They're probably reshooting the whole movie. But they did say that Paul Walker would somehow be in the movie.
Yeah, I actually saw Vin Diesel post that on his Facebook page.
Yeah, he updates a lot on Facebook.
Yeah, he
said it'll premiere April 10th, 2015.
That's crazy. So yeah. You think that there's going to be some like major changes to this movie?
I don't know. I didn't know what to expect in the beginning, but I know that it won't change anything, just racing. That's what we're going to get. Cars and racing, fast cars and action, so.
And this puts a delay on the next project, too.
Yeah, on the next, like, Fast and the Furious. Well, I don't think it's a big deal. People are still going to go see it, no matter what.
Oh.
Yeah, and if some of you didn't know about Pacific Rim, there was actually going to be a sequel, Pacific Rim 2, and an interview with I think one of the stars, it might be a prequel. It might be about before what happened in, you know, Pacific Rim, which is interesting. I mean, prequels are not always that good. Even in books, video games, movies, they're really never that good. But maybe this might be different. And talking about prequels, J.K. Rowling is producing a Harry Potter play, just producing, not writing, about when Harry Potter was much, much younger. So I'm guessing even younger than 11, before the Sorcerer's Stone, which is going to be, I guess, weird. I don't know what they're going to do. There's not a lot of magic when he was a kid.
No, because he was already abandoned as a baby, so I don't know how much more they can really, really learn about his life.
Maybe he might even get his own movie.
He's learned it all already. I mean, he's stuck with Harry for like 8 movies and 7 books. Oh, well.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about that. But anyways, Guardians of the Galaxy news. So for a while, Vin Diesel has been saying that he's going to play Groot, which is this walking, talking tree, just a big tree thingy. Alien. And that's what Vin Diesel was going to play. That was going to be his role. And now finally the director, James Gunn, just confirmed it. I mean, everyone knew that he was going to play it already, but he just pretty much just put an official stamp on it. So that's not such a big deal. But talking about official casting news, I think I said last week that Paul Rudd was being considered.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's been casted already to play Ant-Man. He's been casted. So, yeah. I think he can probably do it. I mean, I don't know much about Ant-Man. I don't really care about Ant-Man, to tell you the truth. But Ant-Man is an important character. In the comics, he was one of the founding superheroes of the Avengers. He should have been in the Avengers, along with Wasp and everything. But none of that did happen. These are lesser-known superheroes, so I guess Ant-Man would probably, kickstart that whole thing. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That'd be a good movie. Edgar Wright's directing it, so it has to be good.
Okay.
And for X-Men Days of Future Past, Anna Paquin, who plays Rogue in all the other movies, as well as this one, she's been cut from the film.
No way.
They cut her scenes from the movie, even though she had like one scene apparently, but she was still a major character and a apparently a very important scene as well. And there's just too many people in this movie. I don't know what they're going to do. Hugh Jackman, there was like three movies in one. This movie, I don't think it will be that good. I mean, a lot of actors in there, a lot of big-name actors, superheroes, they kind of pass. And, man, this is going to be crazy. But they cut her from the movie. I didn't really care for Anna Paquin, never really did. But Rogue is a pretty important character. And I guess that's kind of weird that they just cut her out. Bryan Singer said it has nothing to do with her scene. It just kind of just happened because when they were editing, they'll be on the DVD, but definitely not in the big screen.
Okay, cool.
Oh, and also the trailer for How to Train Your Dragon 2 came out, and it looks pretty fun. Looks like as good as the first one, maybe better. Takes place, I think, like 4 years after.
I didn't know how they could actually make a second movie out of them.
Yeah, you can make second movies out of animated movies all the time. I like doing live action.
I mean, what else can they really say? I mean, they can do good. Good, you train the dragon. It was cute.
Yeah. It's more. But Hugh Jackman, I think I talked about a while ago for the movie. It's one of the movies, one of the Peter Pan movies that they're making now. But for this one specifically, called Pan, it was gonna the person who was gonna play Blackbeard, or at least being considered, was Javier Bardem. And now this time it's Hugh Jackman.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's interesting. I don't know, Hugh Jackman. Sure, I guess. but yeah, Hugh Jackman is definitely talented, so I guess he can do whatever they throw at him.
He sure can.
And a pirate, why not? So the Man of Steel Superman suit is being redesigned for Batman versus Superman. So not only is Batman getting a new suit, but so is Superman.
So who's going to be a Superman?
Well, the same guy, Henry Cavill.
So who's going to be the Batman then?
Ben Affleck.
Oh, so they stuck with that option.
Yeah, there hasn't been any change.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, probably they're going to make the Wonder Woman suit look so different. I don't know. I mean, Wonder Woman's practically prancing around half naked, so wonder what they're going to do to make it look pretty decent and not have a bunch of moms complaining that, you know, the organization they have for moms, that they just complain about everything. They're probably going to complain about Wonder Woman.
Organization about moms. I think Wonder Woman has always had their original suit. I mean, she wears obviously like a full leotard or a cassock panties or whatever.
Not really. She's like, I'm saying like she's pretty much walking around half naked and having these boots. That's the thing. But okay. This organization of moms are always whining about something.
Well, then they can probably teach their daughters to not go see the movie if that's such a problem.
I don't know, but I'm saying, I wonder what they're going to do with it. Because we got the Superman suit looking really different from what we've seen. And if they're saying a Batman suit is going to be something we've never seen on screen, then that'll be interesting.
Well, we haven't seen Wonder Woman on screen like that in quite some time.
But she was always in her classic suit, is what I'm saying.
I'm sure it's going to be the same model. I mean, maybe the colors might change. Maybe.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying, I'm not saying it's going to be bad or good. I'm just saying maybe it's going to be very different from what we've seen before. Because if the Batman one's different and the Superman one was, like, completely different, all dark and navy and stuff, then we're going to see something different with Wonder Woman, definitely.
Perhaps. I mean, I'm not surprised that the actors are running around naked as a superhero. It's not like we haven't seen it before from Beyonce or Lady Gaga or Miley Cyrus or whoever, or freaking Rihanna. It seems to be a new way of dressing, so superheroes doing it, I doubt that. It'll make the difference.
Yeah. But more Batman versus Superman is, the script is getting rewritten. David S. Goyer was the writer for this movie, and I never liked David S. Goyer. He's kind of been like, kind of sucks. I mean, he's been attached to some great movies, but when I start to think about it, he's pretty terrible.
Oh, what he does?
Yeah, because he writes, and he wrote Prometheus.
Okay.
I like Prometheus. Most people didn't, so it didn't make sense to him, or was just stupid. But he was in the middle of writing the sequel for Prometheus, and he just left.
In my defense, I haven't seen Prometheus.
Yeah, but he just left. David Score is like, oh, screw this, I'm leaving. But what's good news is that the script is getting rewritten by the Argo writer. I'm pretty sure it has to do a lot with Ben Affleck. It's being rewritten by, what's his name, Chris Terrio. That's his name. Terrio, something like that.
Okay.
Well, he's rewriting it, and that's pretty cool.
Okay.
I mean, really one of the best things about Argo was just how fluid the script was and just the attention to detail. So I have hope that then this movie might just be great, you know? People are complaining about Ben Affleck, but I'm sure he can handle it. He can do it.
I know he can.
I mean, and even if he's a bad Batman, then that just doesn't matter. That just doesn't matter. It's going to be, like, tons of other people.
I mean, obviously whoever made the casting choice, I'm sure that they did some screen testing on this guy. I'm sure they saw something in him that just really made the character. The audience is just going based on his past, you know, on his collective of work. I mean, he wasn't the best. You know, he wasn't the best hero before, and he sure as hell hasn't been the best of Hollywood actors. Now, maybe he's perfected his craft. He's an Oscar winner in the past year. He's done a lot.
Those are behind-the-scenes type things. He's been a fantastic director and writer, but with directing, these directors need to know how to tell their actors what to do.
Exactly.
So maybe he's learned a bit more. He hasn't been on screen for a while. Yeah.
He's still an Oscar winner. There's something in here that makes him worthy, and they've chosen him. So we could only hope for the best.
I mean, I didn't like him in Argo at all. I thought he was, like, just a very boring little character. But in The Town, he was great. He was really good in The Town, and he wrote, directed, and, well, I think he directed and starred.
Okay, well, The Town, let's face it, Ben Affleck didn't have to break too much ice to go into character. This is pretty much a write-off his box.
Yeah, he was from Boston, and I think when you have a Boston accent, it's everything comes out just naturally.
Exactly. He didn't have to break too many walls. Not so much of a challenge, so I guess it worked in his, whatever.
I think if they just had Batman with a Boston accent, Batman would do so much better.
So that would give away where
Batman's from.
Yeah, where Batman's from.
It'd still be really annoying after a while. I'm like, Jesus Christ, shut up.
What is Gotham City? So this day, we don't know if it's Chicago or what
Gotham
it is.
Gotham City is like New York.
New York.
It's supposed to be New York, but Bruce Wayne is an uptown person. He has a very good accent.
Okay, yeah. So
it's pretty much how Christian Bale talks. Yeah. Not Christian Bale's Batman voice. That was his choice, but not necessarily the right.
Yeah. Well, he has to disguise his voice because if anybody, any of his enemies, like, were near him talking or whatever, like, I don't know, this guy.
Yeah, but I mean, if you see all the Batman video games and the guy who did the voice for Batman in TV shows, Bruce Wayne and his Batman sounded very different. The Batman had a very deep and menacing voice, but Bruce Wayne's voice was still deep, but it didn't sound like as much as his Batman voice. It was different, but it was kind of subtle, and yet it was a big change. It was not, you know, gravelly and like you have throat cancer or something. But it's still iconic, the voice now.
Yeah.
And some more news is about the Batman versus Superman again. Joaquin Phoenix. Anybody remember him? Joaquin Phoenix from Gladiator, The Master, and now Her, the Spike Jones movie that I'm looking forward to. He has been, he's eyed for a role in Batman vs. Superman. A role. And with the sort of casting news we've been hearing about Lex Luthor, that they are probably considering Denzel Washington or Idris Elba, I think that they're probably considering Joaquin Phoenix for Lex Luthor. And I prefer that. I think definitely Joaquin Phoenix would be a better fit for Lex Luthor. Because Lex Luthor is supposed to be kind of like, you know, for me, in my opinion, the anti-Tony Stark. You know, he's a bad version of Tony Stark. He's like has this menacing face. At the same time, people are always attracted to him, men and women alike. They're like, this guy seems like somebody I want to be around. But yet he's sort of scary, you know? Mm-hmm. Joaquin Phoenix has like a pretty, he has a pretty scary face when he gets angry. In The Master, I heard that there were scenes when he got really angry that it was scary. I was like, okay, yeah, I want to see that. So hopefully Joaquin Phoenix has passed as Lex Luthor, if not Bryan Cranston. I really wish it was Bryan Cranston. I'm sure the whole world wishes it was Bryan Cranston. Even people in freaking Antarctica. There's barely anybody there. It's like, well, there's researchers. Never mind. It's still good stuff. I really wish you would do it. And if anybody remember the movie The Raid Redemption, there's a sequel. Comes out 2014. Apparently it was a really good martial arts movie that I've been meaning to watch for a while. But if anybody was big fans of it, then boom. It's a sequel. 2014.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
These people are very interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was I mentioning something now? Mm-hmm. About Hugh Hefner? Yes. A Hugh Hefner biopic. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's cool. I didn't know about that, but it's still untitled. It's still, like, very early on. And the people attached to it is Peter Morgan.
Uh-huh.
He wrote the script for Rush, so he's writing the script for this one. And I think he's still early in there. And David Dobkin, he hasn't done a lot, and the things he's done haven't been that okay. Like, he's done Wedding Crashers and The Change-Up. That's probably the most...
His most known line of work.
Yeah. And we know that Hugh Hefner's story is going to be like, his movie is going to be rated, it's going to be R-rated, definitely. I mean, he did do an R-rated movie, like The Change-Up, but that was all, like, stupid comedy.
Same as Wedding Crashers, and there was a lot of time in between both of those projects,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And we can expect some, from this movie, it has to be a very serious movie. Lots of drama in it, probably, comedic relief here and there, like always, but I don't know. Directors have surprised me sometimes, you know? And there's a World of Warcraft movie.
Yeah.
In the making, for people who didn't know that. So it's casted like Daniel Wu, this guy from Europa Report. That movie was great.
The what?
Brown, this guy from Sleepy Hollow.
What report was it?
Europa Report. It's with Charlton Copley was in a movie. He played like an American astronaut. It was like these astronauts decide to this company builds a spaceship for astronauts to go into space into, I think they're going to Jupiter, because
mm-hmm.
they're going to one of Jupiter's moon, because
mm-hmm.
I think they found something about water, something over there, and Charlton Copley was in it, he played an American, and it was really just filled with tons of different astronauts and people from all over the world. Like, there was Americans, there was Russians, there was, I think there was two Russians, and the rest were Americans. It was like that, actually. Just that. But Charlton Copley, you know, he's South African, he had a better American accent than I do. He sounds more American than I do in that movie. It was amazing. I did not expect it to sound like that, but he did a great job. Always liked him. But yeah, that's that stuff. Well, I think that about wraps up the news. But I have, if some of you haven't noticed yet, there I did go see American Hustle.
Oh yes.
I went to go see American Hustle. Sasha saw it with me as well. We really really liked this movie. It was really really good.
So, yeah, Robert has put up his review already on the Sasha Marina Show YouTube channel. And my thoughts on this movie were, at first, it was a little confusing. duh, like any movie, you just don't know what's going on. Once you get the hang of it, you're like, wow, where is this going to take to? What's going to happen at the end of the day? Of course, the bad guys are going to win at the end and going to, you know, kind of go over on the FBI. You know, there's a lot that goes into this movie. And I don't want to spoil it for those that haven't seen it. Just look at Roger's review. He talks a lot about the technical stuff, the directing, the screenplay, the actors, their technique, his thoughts on some of the Oscar nominations for this year, and which he thinks that American Hustle will be nominated. And, yeah, it was a great movie. Do not take little kids, but it's cool for people 13 and up, even though it is a rated R film. But what if a 13-year-old hasn't
half
the thing?
Language.
Yeah, it's just a lot of the cursing and stuff that is technically rated R. But the movie's great. It has a dramedy going on. There's, you know, the whole drama in between the whole conflict in the movie, and then there's all the comedy because of the actors and because of the characters, I should say, they bring a lot of life into I think that every actor was paired with the right character in this film. Some of them have done did roles that they haven't that we haven't seen them do before. Like Amy Adams, she did a role that I've never seen her do before. Jennifer Lawrence did a great wacky freaking dirty kind
of
girl. She's one of these like kind of white trashes. Like she did a great role and she was hilarious at it too. And Bradley Cooper, I mean, he's just an FBI agent. He did what he had to do with that role. And, I mean, everybody did good. I think it was very well put together.
Well, I actually just want to mention, actually, something about TV stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody has been following the Avengers, I mean, not Avengers, Agents, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.,
mm-hmm.
which had recently his mid-season finale, I just wanted to, I don't think that show's that great at all. It's kind of decent. It's, like, very mediocre. Like, it could be better. I especially don't like the character of Sky. I don't know why I have to mention it every single time I talk about the show, but I especially don't like her. It's just so annoying. I'm, like, the most pointless character to ever exist. And every time she opens her mouth, I want to slap her in the face. I never want to hit somebody more than that. I'm, like, just it's like stupidity after stupidity.
Why is that, though?
Yeah, I don't know. She has... It's like from Thor, the girl, Kat Dennings' character from Thor, she's kind of like annoying sometimes. Like,
oh, yeah, she is.
You're like, I like Kat Dennings, so I don't like...
Character.
Yeah.
She was so annoying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from this whole time in Thor, I mean, I haven't seen the second. I don't know what the reviews were on it. I like the first somewhat, but Natalie Portman, to me, was such like a pointless character in that whole film. I felt like that other side of it was somewhat pointless. I don't know how her role is in the second one. Have you seen it? Did you ever get to see it?
Yeah, she has a bigger, much bigger role.
A much bigger role, okay. Yeah, because I was almost surprised with Natalie Portman. All of a sudden, Natalie Portman's Thor. I mean, what is this about, then?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, one really big bit of news is from The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Darabont, who's one of the creators of The Walking Dead, you know, the creator of the TV show, I mean, the comic and the TV show and everything.
Oh, I've heard so much about it. I've just never even had a decency to actually catch up with the show. I'm not much of a
zombie
person.
Yeah, just don't even watch it. Really, it's just getting worse and worse. The whole point, anyway, he's suing AMC because they haven't paid him at all.
What? They're making millions of freaking Walking Dead.
Yeah. And he recently just described them as sociopaths. Yeah,
so who is this
one of them? He's one of the creators. He says he can't bear to watch the show anymore. And I'm like, that's the same shit here with me. I don't really like the show anymore. It's kind of just, I'm kind of just watching it because I'm a fan of the comics. And this show just really, 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 really sucks now. It's just going downhill. The last good episode that I really enjoyed was the mid-season finale.
That's
probably because it had more and more calls, more little things towards the comics. You know, it reminded me a bit more about the comics, but... Really, this show being on AMC was the biggest mistake that it's ever done. It was great the first season. Second season was when it started going down. Season 3, I didn't like any of it at all. It was just, I watched it because, you know, I had to. Season 4, it's just boring and slow, and then it picked up again, the mid-season finale, and now we got to wait a bunch more. If this show would have been on HBO, it definitely would have been a lot better, because the comic is dark, and it's terrible things happen. So many bad things happen in the comic, like very screwed up things. you can't put on cable television, even AMC, you know? Breaking Bad had some pretty crazy stuff, but that's nothing compared to what happened in the Walking Dead comics. So if this thing was, if they would have just, you know, decided to make the pilot, maybe try and make a TV show, but kind of sell it to HBO, it definitely would have made something. At least when those channels like that are like Showtime, those channels that have those really dark shows like Game of Thrones or True Blood or Dexter.
Yeah.
Those type of things. This show would have succeeded on there because it was so good, and I guarantee you would have been getting Oscar nominations. I mean, Emmy nominations. So great. But this why this show is just like mediocre now. It's just mediocre crap. Not very good at all. But talking about AMC, Better Call Saul, which is the spinoff to Breaking Bad, they get the writers from Breaking Bad, Thomas Chenault, Jennifer Hutcheson, and Judy Davis. They both have joined the cast, you know, to write the TV show. So, yeah. Awesome. Yeah, we're wrapping up here. We're right at the end.
All right.
Of the show.
So, like we said, make sure you check out
The American Hustle Review.
The American Hustle Review.
The Hobbit.
And The Hobbit. And The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Mm-hmm. The Secret Life of Walter Mitty comes out this Wednesday.
This Wednesday, December 25th, Christmas Day.
Woo!
We've been hearing a lot of good reviews about this movie. Besides, obviously, the one that Robert did. There's a lot of good commentary going around about this movie. If you haven't heard it, this is like...
Not Oscar. It's not going to win an Oscar.
No, it's
I can
not.
Guarantee you that,
but
it's still a good time.
But this is Ben Stiller's, like, directorial debut.
No, not his directorial debut. It's one of his... His first movie, directorial debut was The Cable Guy. That was his first movie with...
he hasn't directed since one.
I forgot. It was recent, sort of. Tropic Thunder.
Okay, well, this is just Ben Stiller coming back as a director, and I feel that it's probably just probably something very different that he's done before. According to Robert, I don't think there was that much of the stupid comedy that he likes to do. But
it was a bit more serious.
It looks serious, a lot more serious. It just looks like a different side of Ben Stiller that I kind of really want to see.
He's pretty good. Dramatic role. Anyways,
so yeah. So make sure to follow Robert on Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook, and Instagram, anywhere, just The Real Robert AH. Make sure to check out his column on thepostmarinashow.com and the topics that the movie. Pretty much that's it. I mean, you guys can find him anywhere. If not, just go to thepostmarinashow.com, and you may find more info there. Make sure to tune in next Monday for a little bit more of movie news and so forth. This is Gosh Marina and
Robert.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. And y'all have a good day. This is some Childish Gambino for you.
Okay, hold up, wait a minute, all good, just a week ago, crew at my house, and we party every weekend, so, on the radio, that's my favorite song, make me bounce around like I don't know, like I won't be here long, now the thrill is gone, got no patience, cause I'm not a doctor, go, why is you lying? Girl, why you Mufasa? Yeah, mi casa su casa. Got it sipping like Gaza. Got so high off volcanoes. Now the flow is so lava. Yeah, we spit that saliva. iPhone got message from Viber. Either the head is so hydra or we let bygones be bygones. My God, you pay for your friends. I'll take that as a compliment. Got a house full of homies. Why I feel so the opposite. Incompetent ain't the half of it. Saturdays with young lavish. The saddest shit is I'm bad at the beans they took from the cabinet. Well, sorry, I'm just scared of the future. Till 3000.